Sean Penn at his peak, read the headline next to Sean Penn's photo on a recent Time magazine cover. It's a sentiment many critics seem to agree with. Penn is starring in the film Mystic River, directed by Clint Eastwood. Penn, Tim Robbins, and Kevin Bacon play three men who were childhood friends and found their lives changed by one terrible event. They are brought together again when Penn's daughter is murdered and his old friend Kevin Bacon is the detective on the case. In this scene, Penn and his second wife, played by Laura Linney, are having coffee. Penn is being questioned about the murder by the detective Kevin Bacon and his partner, Lawrence Fishburne.
Mr. Markham, you say you spend most of the day Saturday with your daughter in the store, is that correct?
Yes and no. I was mostly in the back.
Anything odd? Confrontation with a customer? Anything?
No, she was herself. She was happy.
She what?
It's nothing.
Listen, the littlest thing could be something right now.
It's just when she was little. Right after her mother died, I'd just gotten out of prison. She couldn't be by herself. You know, whether she was crying or not, it didn't matter, but she'd give you a look sometimes, like she was preparing to never see you again. For a couple of seconds on Saturday, she looked at me that way. Okay, it's just a look.
It's information. We collect it. Put it together, see what fits. Little things. You say you were in prison?
Here we go.
Buddy, I'm just asking.
16 years ago, I did a 2-year bid for robbery at Deer Island. Is that going to help you find my daughter's killer? I mean, I'm just asking. Let's forget about that. Let's get back.
Sean Penn is in another new movie called 21 Grams that was made by the same writing-directing team behind Amoris Paris. The film is about three people who have been confronted with death and are having difficulty living. Penn plays a math professor who's just had a heart transplant. In this scene, he introduces himself to Naomi Watts at a restaurant in a gym. She's still in shock after her husband and two daughters were killed in a car accident.
Does your shoulder bother you?
Why?
Because I was watching you swim before and you have a wide stroke. If you bring it in tighter, you get a better glide. You mind if I join you?
Actually, I was just leaving.
Here you go. Maybe just until you finish?
No, maybe next time.
Did you know that eating alone can cause kidney damage? And that's bad.
Sean Penn, welcome back to Fresh Air. Your character in 21 Grams is very physically vulnerable. He's going to die unless he has a successful heart transplant. But his interest in life has been diminished, and living doesn't seem to necessarily have that much value to him. Because of the character's physical vulnerability and his detachment from life, your performance is less physical, more vulnerable, and less kind of physically demonstrative than it often is, because you're often playing characters that are much tougher and much more physical. Can you talk a little bit about your approach to taking on this role?
Well, as it applies to that question, I think that often what it is, it's sort of like, you know, you look at a body of water, and if the script is that body of water, and you sort of choose your boat, and if you've got something of physically stormier, then that's the sort of boat that you're on, and if it's a flat lake, then that's another thing. So often. Often what I do is I look at this, those kinds of choices, choose you from the way the script reads into whatever however you interpret it. And so then those things end up being followed by, I think, largely by instinct. And then in terms of, breaking down a script and in the narrative sense of things, that's the other aspect of the work. But As far as the physical part of it, I think so much of that was fed directly by the script.
The movie is the story of three characters whose lives eventually intersect, but the movie is juggling three stories, and it's also telling the story totally out of chronological sequence. It's going back and forth in time between these three different stories. How is it shot? Was it shot in the sequence that it's shown in? Was it shot in an actual chronological sequence, even though the movie doesn't tell the stories chronologically?
The first answer, that the way that Guillermo Arriaga rights is in the form that you see in the film. It's in that sort of emotionally linear sense is the way that I think he would describe it. Where, like in dreams, for example, we things come in an awkward sequence, or in a memory, where you might describe something to someone, saying, "Well, the man in the red coat walked into the door, the lobby of the hotel, and when he went over to the man in the black coat, he went to the man in the black coat on the street." And so things start to get shifted and out of order, and you try to recall things. But what's being told finally is that one man spoke to the other, and so it's these kind of playing with time that Alejandro and Guillermo do, I think in some ways represents the way that we experience things in a more emotionally linear sense than it might be when conventionally structured. The way that we shot it, it was as much as possible in the conventional sense of chronology, which has had more to do with the practicality of filmmaking than it had to do with anything else.
Now, at the same time that you're in two movies right now, there's 21 Grams and Mystic River. And Mystic River is about three men who had been childhood friends but went their own ways after... In childhood, one of the three was kidnapped and sexually harassed. Can I ask you to describe your character in Mystic River?
I'd rather not.
Okay, how come?
I feel like in the discussion we had on 21 Grams already, I already get a little close to feeling. I really start to feel it in my body when I start doing the job of the movie. And I feel that I'm not one... Even though my colleagues in the marketing end of movies see fit to let people in on things, I always feel that the experience of watching a movie is even hurt by someone having seen a trailer. So I find myself self-editing in these conversations and sometimes indulging the thing until my body starts to twitch and sometimes not, so that's the answer I can give you.
You know, you mentioned that coming attractions can be very frustrating for you. I've come to really feel so ambivalent about coming attractions. I used to just love watching them because you get to see everything that's coming out. But now I feel like I should avert my eyes because they tell you the whole story, and it's really frustrating. I just assume not know before I go.
Yeah, I think there's a great interest in advertising and letting people feel that they can come to a movie or come to a restaurant or come to whatever's being advertised and be comfortable. And in the arts, it's not necessarily the most challenging invitation to get, but it does seem to be the most accepted one. And so I think a lot of times the way in which these things are formatted is with the notion of opening a door of comfort, and it sets a kind of corrupt standard, I think, for movie going.
Sean Penn is my guest. He's starring in the new movies Mystic River and 21 Grams. Two things seem to be happening to you now. On the one hand, you know, some critics think you're really at the height of your career, achieving new levels in your acting. At the same time, you've become very politically controversial since your trip to Iraq and your very openly expressed opposition to the war. I don't usually talk with actors about their politics because they're here because of their acting, not their skills as political analysts. But I'm interested in your case in how speaking out about politics has affected your life and your career. So if you don't mind talking about this a little bit, why did you decide in the first place to take out a kind of public letter to the president in the Washington Post, stating your opposition to the war and to some of his other policies?
You know, for me, to sit down and write a letter and publish it in a newspaper is not a lot. Isn't really a change from acting. It's a voice. You feel something and you express it. And you're always searching for an appropriate place to do that, the appropriate way in which to do it. In the case of this situation, I was just had become overwhelmed with the what I perceived to be the mass hysteria in the country that was yielding its intelligence to a sort of sub-intelligent administrative policy, and one that didn't seem in the long term something that was going to be productive for the United States or the world or for my own children's future. And so, in, you know, if I read a screenplay and there's, and I feel that I might have a productive voice in that screenplay, then I'll participate in it if I'm given that opportunity. And if I'm in a position to give myself the opportunity to express in some way or another, then I'll do that if it feels appropriate. And that was what felt appropriate at the time.
After taking out this public letter in the Washington Post, you were invited to go to Iraq, invited by the group, the Institute for Public Accuracy. You accepted, you went, you were there, I think, 3 days?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel manipulated by either side?
Well, I mean...
Or manipulated by the Iraqis who were taking you on tour, manipulated by the group that brought you, manipulated by anybody?
Well, listen, I mean, when I walk out my door, I expect people to attempt to manipulate us. If I turn on my television, I feel I'm being, the subject of an attempted manipulation. And then there's the other aspect of it having to do with the way in which the media will manipulate based on lack of information in most cases. One of the common thoughts was that I had gone there with, you know, naive to the notion of being propagandized on one side or the other. But in fact, that was clear to me. But we balance these things. If we didn't balance them, we'd never walk out our front door.
We've talked a little bit about how politics is affecting your career. How is getting older affecting your career?
More than politics. You start... To get, for one thing, being working for a little over 20 years now, I've gotten better at sorting through those things that I might participate in, which also is defined as those things which take you away from home, those things which ask you to sort of tear yourself apart sometimes emotionally. Be away from your children's for a period of time, and so I think that I've become more selective because of that. At the same time, I have felt in the last year more encouraged to work. I feel not only by things, directors and circumstances and actors I've had a chance to work with that have been encouraging that way, but also because I'm starting to sense that there's a lot more thoughtful pictures being made by others. I've been to several in the last year that I really thought were a dramatic change of pace in English-speaking cinema. And so I would say that as I've gotten older, I've gotten more selective. And at the same time, I think the selection is growing.
What are some of the movies that you've been really impressed with lately?
Well, I just the other night saw Jim Sheridan's new movie called In America, which is just, it's one of the most beautiful movies I've ever seen. There was a movie by an English director, Paul Greengrass, called Bloody Sunday. I mean, I could, these are the kind of questions I was going to mind block on.
Oh, you're right, I know the feeling.
but I have been seeing some lately that have just been tremendous.
Have you always wondered how getting a little older would affect your face? Do you know what I mean? And now that you're getting, you're probably, what, in your 40s now?
43.
Yeah. So are you surprised when you look at your face, particularly blown up on screen, about how it changed from when you were in your 20s and blown up on screen?
I only have one impression, which is craggy. It just gets craggier.
Do you like it?
I'm not going to accuse myself of liking it or not liking it. I mean, it's just, it's what it is. Sometimes, you catch me early enough in the morning after a late enough night in a bar, and it ain't anything I would ever feel respectful of a salary to show on screen.
Sean Penn, he's starring in Mystic River. His next film, 21 Grams, opens later this month. We'll be right back. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Sherrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Patty Leswing, and Jessica Chu. Ian Chillog directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.